This is the EveryCatholicMan.com Gospel Devotional, where a man can draw closer to Jesus Christ, learn the Catholic faith, and grow in happiness by becoming a better Catholic son and Catholic father. This continues the EveryCatholicMan.com in-depth 11-part series of the Passion of the Christ. Today we witness how Jesus is condemned to death after the Jewish mob calls for his crucifixion. We'll reflect upon the need for every Catholic man to seek the fruit of generosity from the Holy Spirit so he can remember to frequently have sorrow that his own sins contributed to Christ's crucifixion, and so he can be moved to pray for all sinners. We'll also reflect upon the need for every Catholic man to build the virtue of diligence so he can regularly be freed from his sins in the beautiful sacrament of penance. If you'd like to read along or study later, episode notes are available, which include all the references to the Bible and the Catechism of the Catholic Church. You can find a full transcript nearby or at everycatholicman.com. Here is today's Gospel reading. Today's Gospel reading from the RSV Second Catholic Edition, available from Ignatius Press, is from the Gospel of John, chapter 19, verses 4 through 16, and also the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 27, verses 24 through 26. First, we'll start with the Gospel of John. Pilate went out again and said to them, "Behold, I'm bringing him out to you, that you may know that I find no crime in him." So Jesus came out, wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. Pilate said to them, "Here is the man." When the chief priests and the officers saw him, they cried out, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" Pilate said to them, "Take him yourselves and crucify him, for I find no crime in him." The Jews answered him, "We have a law, and by that law he ought to die, because he has made himself the Son of God." When Pilate heard these words, he was even more afraid. He entered the praetorium again and said to Jesus, "Where are you from?" But Jesus gave no answer. Pilate therefore said to him, "You will not speak to me? Do you not know that I have the power to release you and the power to crucify you?" Jesus answered him, "You would have no power over me unless it had been given to you from above. Therefore, he who delivered me to you has the greater sin." Upon this, Pilate sought to release him. But the Jews cried out, "If you release this man, you are not Caesar's friend. Everyone who makes himself a king sets himself against Caesar." When Pilate heard these words, he brought Jesus out and sat down on the judgment seat at the place of the pavement, and in Hebrew, Gabbatha. Now it was the day of preparation of the Passover. It was about the sixth hour. He said to the Jews, "Here is your king." They cried out, "Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him!" Pilate said to them, "Shall I crucify your king?" The chief priests answered, "We have no king but Caesar." Then he handed him over to them to be crucified. Now we'll look at a short passage from the Gospel of Matthew. So when Pilate saw that he was gaining nothing, but rather that a riot was beginning, he took water and washed his hands before the crowd, saying, "I am innocent of this righteous man's blood. See to it yourselves." And all the people answered, "His blood be on us and on our children." Then he released for them Barabbas, and having scourged Jesus, delivered him to be crucified. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, let's see what Jesus is accomplishing in today's Gospel reading. After enduring multiple unjust interrogations and brutal torture on Good Friday, Jesus is returned to Pilate for the fourth and final phase of his trial. Pilate and Herod have found Jesus innocent of the Jews' false charges that Jesus is leading a rebellion against Rome and Caesar. Pilate brings the battered Jesus, dressed with a kingly purple robe and crowned with thorns, before the Jewish mob, hoping Jesus' brutal wounds and his mocking humiliation will quench the Jews' bloodlust. Pilate again, and this is repeated several times, we see it in John chapter 18, verses 37 and 38, and Luke chapter 23, verses 13 and 14, again proclaims Jesus' innocence, but the Jewish leadership shout, "Crucify, crucify." And Pilate confirms again Jesus is innocent and mocks the Jews, telling them to illegally crucify Jesus themselves. After lying about Jesus being a political rebel to manipulate Pilate, the Jews finally reveal their true motive for wanting Jesus murdered is because he has, quote, made himself to be the Son of God. Now even more afraid because of the claim that Jesus is the Son of God, now even more afraid because the claim Jesus is the Son of God opposes Caesar, because Caesar himself falsely claimed to be the Son of God. But also because Pilate may wonder if the mysterious Jesus has supernatural origins. Pilate takes Jesus back into the palace and asks where Jesus is from. But when Jesus refuses to respond, Pilate bluntly claims to have the power to free him or crucify him. Jesus reassures the fearful Pilate by cryptically revealing Pilate has no personal power, but he has been given supernatural power over Jesus, and by confirming the Jews who delivered him to Pilate are guilty of a greater sin. Hearing the roaring Jewish mobs outside, Pilate takes Jesus out and again tries to free him. The Jews coerce Pilate, saying that if he releases Jesus, he is committing treason against Caesar. When Pilate claims innocence and publicly washes his hands in a futile attempt to avoid personal guilt, the Jewish mob accepts their own guilt, saying, "Let his," or Jesus's, "blood be upon us and our children." And then they shout out again, "Crucify him." When the Jews pledge loyalty to Caesar, Pilate sits on his official judgment seat and reluctantly condemns Jesus to death by crucifixion. Well, let's see how a man can grow in awe of Jesus Christ. Marvel at the reality of divine providence. Son of God, Jesus has come in part to correct the false idea that Caesar is the Son of God and to convert the hearts of the willing among his chosen people Israel. Perfection of meekness, Jesus allows the unjust evil of both the Jewish leadership and Pilate as they falsely condemn him to an agonizing death. Well, despite this awful treachery that's revealed in today's gospel reading, as always, a man can find happiness by reflecting upon the day's gospel. Realize your sins contributed to Christ's crucifixion. Realize, while some twist scripture to falsely accuse Jews collectively for the death of Christ, the church confirms that Jesus was crucified so that the sins of every faithful and repentant sinner across time could be forgiven. The church confirms that the Jews are not collectively responsible for the death of Jesus. See the Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraph 597. Believe. Reflect upon all sinners caused Christ's passion. See the Catechism, paragraph 598. Pray. Holy Spirit, give me the fruit of generosity, so I regularly pray for all sinners to repent and be received into the Holy Catholic Church so they can be forgiven. Amen. Well, here's a second way a man can grow in happiness by reflecting upon today's gospel. Be freed from your own sins in the sacrament of penance. Realize, to avoid the fate of unrepentant Jews and Romans who collude to kill Christ, every Catholic man must build a lifelong habit of recognizing and regularly confessing his sins. Believe. Reflect upon the sacrament of penance. See the Catechism, paragraphs 553, 730, 976, 1441, and 1461. Pray. Jesus, divine priest, help me build a virtue of diligence, a part of temperance, so I build a disciplined habit of confronting my sins daily and confessing my sins frequently, at least monthly, in the sacrament of penance. Amen. Here's today's wrap-up. Never forget that Jesus wants you to find true and lasting happiness, and here are today's two key action steps to grow in that happiness that Jesus wants you to have. First, seek the fruit of generosity from the Holy Spirit so you can frequently remember and have sorrow that your own sins contributed to Christ's crucifixion, and so you can be moved to pray for all sinners. And second, build the virtue of diligence so you regularly are freed from your sins in the beautiful sacrament of penance. Thanks for listening to the EveryCatholicMan.com Gospel Devotional. Invite others to listen too by sending them a link to this podcast. It's an easy way to continue to draw others to Jesus and His Holy Catholic Church. If you'd like to continue studying the Passion of the Christ, go to EveryCatholicMan.com. There you'll find the complete 11-part in-depth series on the Passion of the Christ. While you're there, check out the extensive library of resources to help you become holier and happier by becoming a better Catholic son and Catholic father. Until next time, always remember that Jesus has called you to the blessing and honor of being a Catholic man, and stay close to Jesus Christ.